Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anime Casuals. I'm Michael.
I am a Johnny.
And this is the Weekend Talk!
Diddly-doo!
Yeah. If this is your first time to the Weekend Talk, this is a place where we talk about seasonal anime, and we rank it in a hype list. Not what is hype for, you know, the average person, but what we felt is the most hype episode. And we are going to cover One Piece, Trigun, High Card, and My Hero Academia in that order. Yeah.
Yep.
Casual people just doing casual anime. That's what we're here to do. So let's start off with One Piece episode something thousand.
It is still the name of the treasure.
It is the name of the treasure. You know, this is the one thing I was hoping would be easier. For One Piece, Johnny and I were both looking at how many episodes we've been watching so far from Wano Arc. 892 all the way to the big number of 1,051.
Wow.
It's over 150 episodes currently in the Wano Arc.
Oh, yeah, we are halfway there.
Yeah.
To the next 100. Crazy. That's insane. Yeah. Weirdly commendable, I gotta be honest, but I'm also a little grossed out by it.
So, for sake of this, the Whole Cake Island arc was 110 episodes. So this is 40 episodes past that. And you know what? I actually feel better about this.
Yeah, I'll give you that, actually. This Wano is definitely way better, way more entertaining, and has just way more to offer comparatively to Whole Cake. I mean, Whole Cake was cool just because, like, wow, all the islands are food. Okay, now they're still just running away. That's fine.
Yeah. The Summer War was 130, and Dressrosa was also like 120. So this is the longest arc so far. That's crazy. So in this episode, basically we had, what was it? The beginning of it was touchdown for Momonosuke after turning into a dragon. They finally touched down. And this was like post that giant punch.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
and after him biting him, right?
Oh, yeah. And then he was like, bite Kaido. And he's like, I'm going to bite Kaido. He's like, yeah. Now,
what could you be afraid of?
Yeah, exactly. And that was all super sick. And they fought for a little bit after the biting incident, and then Yamato and Momonosuke kind of like disappeared.
Yeah, well, I don't remember if he just starts running away, but he starts flying or kind of jumping away, and Yamato goes with him and kind of teaches him to fly,
which I thought was wild.
Which is like, it's not flying, you're just running on clouds. Which is a fun way to think of it.
I actually like Yamato says that, and he goes, I'm flying! Yeah. So with that, I'm like, is Momonosuke going to have to adopt Kaido's power of floating the entire island and then do that?
I definitely think so. Or at least ideally, unless his is going to be different, weirdly. You know, like a different dragon. I don't know if there's like a... Yeah, that's more than casual research for me.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about dragons and things.
Is it that fourth kind of dragon? The pink version?
Yeah, the pink fake one.
Yeah. I don't know. But we'll see.
But man, that culminated into that really cool picture that they did in the episode, too. Of Momonosuke just kind of like climbing into the sky in the sun.
Yeah, that was a screensaver. That was a, you know, desktop background if I've ever seen one. That was kind of crazy. It was really, really pretty. Then Luffy and Kaido fight for about 10 minutes. And there's nothing we could really talk about that. It was a really cool fight, and they were just beating the crap out of each other. And then they come at each other so hard that the force of their blows rips away all the clouds in the sky.
Oh, that's right. They made a big big hole in the ozone. Not really. Just made all the clouds disperse, which is kind of cool.
One Punch Man level.
Yeah. It's always fun in anime.
Yeah. And then that gave Dog Storm and Cat Viper their powers back. Their Sulong abilities back because the moon came back out. And then you know what the most glorious part about it was, Johnny? You know what it was? Those battles are over now.
Yeah, they are.
We don't have to worry about them anymore.
Yeah. I'm so glad. I don't remember his name. That stupid candy licking guy. I hope he's dead. Finally dead.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Yep. Go away.
No more arms. No more legs.
He ended up being a really creepy and interesting villain, but I'm like, oh my god. You've been through so much. You just need to die.
Yeah.
With your missing arm out of candy. Craziness. But yeah, it was definitely very cool to see. I'm glad they finally wrapped that up.
Yeah, and I'm just checking the episode right now. But I mean, like, that's kind of it, honestly. Like, nothing else very exciting happened in the episode because the whole episode was just a big fight. So it was essentially just fun. Like, it was a good, fun episode. And, again, I think gives us a reason to continue talking about One Piece.
Yeah, it's interesting enough. And then I'm liking the, I don't know if I want to call it use of budget, but the whole Momonosuke scene was really cool to watch, to be honest. I mean, it was just a fun perspective and just everything they did with it. And like I said, that whole wallpaper scene was just awesome. So I do hope they keep doing stuff like that, and I'm okay with it. They have, like, crazy fights like that.
You know what? If that's the way they're going to do filler, I'm more okay with that than, like, having them run away for 10 minutes.
Yep.
I mean, 10 minutes over 20 episodes. Yeah. So let's hop on over to Trigun Stampede, Episode 6, Season 1. In this episode, we finally get to, like... Funnily enough, I think it was like episode 4 or 5 in the other version where they go to the sand steamer because they need to get like across the desert ocean.
Ha, cross. Ha. Try again.
You know, I'm hoping y'all who are listening have watched the episode and understand why he's laughing about the word cross. And if you're not, then Johnny just seems like an insane person.
No, they would have had to have at least seen last week's episode.
That is true.
Then, so come on.
That is true. And unless this is their first episode, you know?
Oh, well, that's
fair. Who knows? Nah,
I don't know why you started at episode, like, what, 6, 7?
Yeah. But, you know. Just skip through.
Good for you. That's cool.
Yeah, skip to episode 6 just so you go, why is Johnny laughing? He's an insane man.
I might just try that again try that sometime.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just skip, like, the first half of an anime one time. I don't know.
That would be an interesting. You know what? That could be a new series, just called halfway in, and well,
something
sounds a little innuendo-ish.
Well, I mean, now it does.
Yeah. Anyways, so Vash and Nicholas D. Wolfwood. Basically, half the episode, we find out a little bit more about Wolfwood's like background, a little bit more about like. I think
it's about like him growing up.
Yes. Okay.
What he'd gone through and his, I don't know, I guess we call him like adopted brother. Like, cause he was just like, hey, you and me, we're sticking together. You know, they're best buds and stuff. And, that was pretty insane to watch. I didn't really expect to see what I saw.
I mean,
the whole scene with him just kind of like, okay, we're going to put you through some really, really horrible things. Okay. And then, you know, next scene is, wow, I had no idea he was gonna grow like that.
Yeah.
And he's suddenly like 15 years older or something. It's crazy.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, the drug has crazy effects on him. I liked in the very beginning when they were retelling a story, it was sort of how they met initially is like, I think one of them was getting bullied and beat up, and then the other one defended.
Yeah.
But they did it without sound, no voices, and they just cut to like little subtitle cards. And I was like, oh, this is actually super nice. Like, what a like refreshing way to tell like the beginning of this. And then it started to get into like, oh, this boy is perfect for our drugs. And then they just, there was a one moment where it was like rainbow craziness like going on.
Oh yeah, it was real.
And he was literally tripping out on whatever drug this is. And then like basically again he goes, okay, I'm gonna do this for my brother, who's not really my brother but my adopted brother. And then we flash forward to the steam in the steam runner. I forgot what it was called.
The present.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah, the giant sand steamer. That's what it's called. Yeah. And then we find out his brother has two tiny cross guns and is trying to kill Vash. So I'm like,
well, and he might have gone through
The same process,
if not more than the same like experiments or something.
Yeah.
Because that was a big thing too. I guess I don't remember. Did they actually end up releasing him? Because I know there was a whole thing where it was like, if my brother won't do it, I will do it. So his adoptive brother, mm-hmm. whatever his name is, white hair, just gave himself up. So I don't know if he got away then.
No, I don't think he did. So their relationship's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Because it's like, the older brother's person is like trying to take care of the young one, and the young one's like, no, I want to do it too.
It's my turn, brother.
Yeah.
I'll be weirder. I'll trip harder and grow more. It's horrible, honestly. It was all just very strange to watch.
I want all the drugs. Yeah. So they start battling and then start getting the police on board the sand steamer involved. And then some huge neon shoulder guys roll up next to I think her name's Meryl. No. Yes?
I don't know, actually. I know that.
Oh, no, the other one's Millie. Yeah. Okay, so it's Meryl and the old guy, the insurance people or news people. I'm not like entirely sure who they are.
Journalists?
Journalists. And they're trying to follow Vash. And then what looks like a bunch of bandits roll up behind them. And then that's sort of where this episode ends, which I thought was really fun. Because I don't know if I can include that huge guy. The guy like who had the two like glowing neon guns and the enormous neon shoulder pauldrons.
Yeah.
But I like that guy. So
yeah.
I mean, obviously they're going to kind of go in a different route now, but I wonder what's going to happen.
Oh, and then there was that small meeting of like all the bad guys.
Oh yeah. Well, we find out
knives, the priest or whatever.
The guy with the skull on his shoulder.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. There's the guy with the skull on his shoulder.
It was very creepy.
The guy with psychic powers. I don't like that guy.
He's vegan. No, that's a hard reference.
That'd be not funny. Anime. Yeah. But like it's basically like all the human people who have special powers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vash and some news reporters.
The power of finding the truth.
It's equal to the angel gun that comes out of your arm. So is there anything else about Trigon? I think then,
No, still looks good.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. Which brings us into an equal episode, season one, episode six of High Card. Super good. Heist episode. Well, sort of heist episode.
Yeah. It had the flavor of a heist episode.
Yeah. Crew ship, they need to go steal a card, and then an auction's going on, and then rival players, they fight over the card, and eventually somebody else takes it. So it was like,
I'm rich. No, yeah. I'm richer. No, richer, rich money, rich. It was a money bag fight.
Dude, everything leading up to about halfway through the episode was really funny, where they were just like, it was all set up the whole time. And
well, that's the thing. They all had like a role, which was really fun to watch. And they all played it well. I was going to say really well, but then some of them was a little too well. Like, names, man. I don't bother remember anyone's name.
Yeah.
But the girl with the sword, I mean,
Love she and was Peace? Just, of War and Peace?
Well, that's like, that's Lap is her sword's name.
Yeah, that's fine. Name. You just call her that.
But yeah, her whole, like, I have to distract this guard guy. Like, oh, and I'm the, you know, the female distraction. And then she just got drunk, and that was great. It was just funny to watch.
And the guy was just sort of sitting there going, like, I don't want to be here.
I have a job to
do. Yeah.
Yeah, poor guy. And then, you know, Mr. Tua Spades, just seasick. That's a horrible, I don't know, he just never told anybody or he didn't know. Why does that always happen? People in anime just don't know they're seasick, and then they just suddenly like, oh my gosh, bleh.
I've never been on a boat before, apparently.
Apparently, I don't know.
Also, kind of funny that his card that he uses is like, he shoots always in a straight line, but like, he can't be in a straight line while he's on a cruise ship because he's getting sick.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Too wild.
Yeah. And then the guy who grows plants just steals a potato. And the potato does all the thieving for him. I'm like, sick.
Potatoes are useful.
Yeah, very useful. You can grow a whole tree out of them.
I never knew.
That was very funny. And I also like how they were like, okay, last or first line of defense, immortal guy. And we're going to go have him actually steal it in the first place.
But then he had a gnarly fight. That guy's pretty freaky. I don't remember what his card was, but he had like the electric
hands,
the static shock hands.
Mm-hmm.
And those were nuts.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, immortal guy was getting messed up. Definitely.
I mean, to be fair, if there was like enough lightning going through gloves to kill you, I mean, like, that's pretty crazy. That's pretty insane. I like that that card. I was kind of hoping we would find out what the other players was. Because mm-hmm. they were like, yeah, both of them are players. And then we only really see one, right? Am I wrong on that?
I don't remember seeing another card.
Okay, I don't remember. Yeah, power. Okay. I like this other additional group because they kind of seem like a bunch of bumbling idiots. Or at least the main guy does. So I'm like, yeah, having some cards in the hands of some people who are kind of,
yeah, they're stumbling along.
Yeah. And then we also, in this one, I think this is the first episode that changed its intro by telling the story of how the cards came into existence.
Oh, right.
That was really cool. Yeah.
That is a super cool backstory.
Yeah.
I was waiting for something like that to happen, and it was awesome to watch. The whole four nations pick 13 of your, like, bravest warriors, and they all... They all got powers.
No.
Didn't succeed?
No, they didn't get powers.
No, they just went to go fight.
And then yeah.
They passed...
And then the cards they were holding turned into powers.
Okay.
And then all of those were given to the king.
So they were given cards, not powers.
Yes. And then the king used all 52 powers to basically win the war.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, nuts. That's pretty sick.
How many gloves? 52 gloves. Holy crap. Your hands would not be able to move.
He put them on his feet.
What? That's, I don't know. Feet it's even
gloves.
Worse.
Feet gloves.
I'll be honest. I kind of want to see what 52 gloves, how many gloves I can get on here.
How
much power could I wield
five.
With a high card?
Five. I think after five, you'd be like, I'm done.
That's true. I can't do it. My hands are thick. Yeah. Not big, just thick.
You just hold all 52 cards and go play. Ah! Ooh, maybe you get like multiple cards in like fused in one glove. Something we haven't seen is someone try to use two cards at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder why that is.
That'd be interesting.
It would be.
Yeah. Anyways, the heist comes to a dramatic end as the members of Klondike, the psychic lady, just comes over. She yanks the card up and then goes, okay, bye.
She is so broken. And so I I don't know if she's just going to die somehow or what. I don't know, because she's so broken.
They said that every card has a drawback to it. Some of them being, you know, like the dude's gun. It's not really a drawback. It just always shoots straight. Drawback being it's like it's still just a gun. And then the immortal guy, he gets really hungry, so he uses a lot of energy, you know, coming back from the dead a lot. So I wonder what hers would be.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ideas indeed. And finally we have My Hero Season 6, episode 132. Which I think is like episode 19 or something. Every time I have to count, because Crunchyroll doesn't actually like put the number of... episode 19. Wow, I did the math really fast in my head.
I could view me.
So in this one, it is basically set... It has to be set some amount of time later. But it doesn't feel like it is. Like in the descriptions, but it like people are already acting in a way that seems like time has passed, like not a time skip, but maybe like a couple weeks.
I was gonna say it feels like, I mean, I don't know if they got that if they got Healer to come and, you know, make out with Deku all over him, but maybe he could be up and at him after like a week. But I agree, it definitely seems like some time must have passed, because we got, you know, little, I don't know what to call them, groups of rebellions, you know, just kind of chilling out. People who are like, nah, we're not trusting heroes anymore. You know, we're going to trust ourselves, which admittedly, that's kind of cool. Good for them. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't really put them down for that. But, you know, these guys are just trying to help. You know, it's been a while since we've seen the two heroes that came to try and help these people who are holed up.
Yeah, I know one of them is a vibration dude. I don't remember what the other lady was. She's the telescoping neck person. Her neck can like shrink in like a turtle or like shoot out.
Oh,
I think maybe she can do that with her whole body.
Right, I remember reading that again, being like, "What does that even mean?"
Yeah, and the other guy is basically earthquakes, but you know, it's just vibration. And we basically see them at the beginning of the episode, and they get like kind of donked on.
Yeah, they get wrecked.
Yeah. The muscular
and all kinds of stuff.
I forgot what that guy's name is. Muscular,
right? He does it. It is muscular. I was gonna say, do you mean his like
his hero name?
Like what he was born with?
No, I don't care. I never care about that. Yeah. Never care about that once. Yeah, like muscular comes out and destroys like our quake guy. And it's like, it's pretty sick. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's just trying to find people to fight, and he wound up finding these two heroes.
Yeah.
And took his anger out on him.
Yes, he did. Because he's an insane man. And then Deku, like, comes out of nowhere, and the muscular and Deku start fighting. And it looks good. It looks good. I very much enjoy it.
It definitely was a good-looking fight. We definitely get to see a lot of more control from Deku, because you know I think that's one thing I kind of liked. We get to see him use the whips and a bunch of different powers at the same time. Though I'll be honest, I don't really care for Smokescreen. I don't know. That just seems kind of like a letdown as far as the other powers, especially because I'm like, okay, so I don't know if he's just using only so much percentage of each power. I mean, I know he is kind of, I guess. I just don't know what's the extent of Smokescreen. It's just more smoke, right? And I mean, I don't know. I guess with Danger Sense, he doesn't really need to be able to see, and that's kind of the point of it all. But yeah. I don't know. I guess I also, I get it. I mean, he already has, you know, plus ultra strength, so I guess it's just a little too much.
Well, and the whole thing with that, right, is like, if you could, with the amount of Smokescreen he can do is like a full like block or two. I mean, that's pretty cool. It's like you could kind of sneak up on somebody. Danger Sense keeps you, you know, it's dangerous. Spider Sense keeps you aware of your surroundings. And then we still have two more powers because he technically has 7 of 9 people have separate quirks. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty interesting that we're seeing so many different types of quirks, but still two remain. And I'm kind of wondering what's special about the last two powers or the last two people that they wouldn't just give their powers immediately.
Yeah, I've been wondering that too. I don't know if it's like a, I don't know. You think it's a trust thing, or is it more like a, my power is pretty dangerous, man. I can't really give it to you. And the only reason I say that is, and again, also why I'm kind of like, well, I don't really care about Smokescreen. It doesn't, it's not going to help with Shigaraki. So I'm like,
it's true.
He needs something that's going to help with that. And I'm just waiting for that.
Unless the Smokescreen is like, and it also blocks quirk sensing abilities. It's like, why?
See, now, if it was like, hey, the Smokescreen is actually a neurotoxin and it blocks quirks, just not yours, I'd be like, oh, great. That's awesome.
That would be highly interesting.
Actually, that's super broken, actually.
Yeah, well, we can only we only have one quirk blocking ability. Yeah, they fight. Deku like lands one punch on Muscular and goes, "Ha ha! This was right where your muscles like weren't quite lined up right."
Yeah, he gives him one solid, just controlled, like, mm-hmm. you're dead punch.
Yeah, and that's also when we find out, like, there's, like, a flashback to him being in the hospital going, like, oh, well, your body got messed up, but not in the same way it got messed up before, because he wrapped the whips around his arms, and he also had his, like, his gauntlets, which protect his arms in the first place. I'm like, oh, okay, so now we've got the workaround to how he can actually go 100% without there being severe impact to his body.
And hopefully still improve.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, kind of what we're hoping off of this episode, we see Hawks is back. We see, like, Endeavor's back. Best Genius is back. And they're all working with All Might and Deku.
Yeah, Team Plus Ultra.
Yeah, Team Plus Ultra. Team top, you know, top three.
Yeah.
And
because they all know now that what Deku has and how he has a I always say it the wrong way. It's not all for
one for one.
One for all. One yeah. for one.
One for one. One for all.
Everybody gets one.
Only yeah. One. And kind of excited to see what's going to happen there because we theoretically Deku's around 50% 45% of his power. Like, he can handle shooting a punch off at 45%. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited because he's about halfway. And he's still looking more and more swole. But I'm like, okay, when are you getting big form? Like, when are you looking bigger?
I don't know if he's going to.
I don't know if he's going to either. But Johnny,
I feel like he's going to, I want him to look thick. Adapt it differently.
Yeah.
So that it's going to be more controlled. And he's just going to do bursts of it. You know? Just a quick, like, rev of the engine.
Yeah.
Which will be a little disappointing, but, you know, also I feel like it fits for Deku.
Yeah. You know, who knows? I don't know. Oh, and we also see him get a scarf. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and he's not dead.
Yeah.
We thought he was going to die.
Old man.
I definitely thought he was going to die. He definitely did not die.
No, but I think he basically said, I'm retired. I'm done.
He can definitely retire after what happened.
That yeah.
was crazy.
Yeah, I like the little sweet moment where it was like Shigaraki's grandma was like, yo, tell Gramps that I, you know, I'm all right. And it was like, oh, that's so cute. I love that. Well, if anything else, Johnny? I'm also going to say again, watch Blue Lock. You should 100% watch Blue Lock.
Soccer.
I feel like maybe when it's over, maybe we'll do a full spoiler on, like, you know, how much we liked it and how it's a really good series sports breakdown. Anime. Yeah. It's very different than Haikyuu. Haikyuu is like yeah. focused on character development. This one's like soccer's crazy.
Yeah. Definitely.
And also watching people get their powers is kind of crazy. So, yeah, we'll talk more about Blue Lock in the future. You know, keep up with the anime that we're watching. we're about halfway through the season before we get to what's next, spring. And spring is looking really good as well. So if you haven't yet, you can go watch our first battle for Record of Ragnarok, where we watched season two, the first battle, so the first seven episodes. And then coming out on Tuesday is our second wave. That is the second battle in the last four episodes of the season. So thank you very much. You know, like, comment down below, share our content with people who'd like it. And as always, you gotta keep
it
casual.
Ball.
Ball.
Lucky.